You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on August 27, 2025, and is titled, Be a Contender. So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Man, we got a nice crowd. How many people you think we got in here tonight? I think if we get three more through the door, we're going to go ahead and take up an offering. We're doing good. Man, y'all look good tonight. Amen. Amen. Now, a couple of you, I don't have my glasses on, but no, I'm really seeing good. Most of y'all are looking real good, but I want a couple of you to know there's a difference between looking good and being good looking, okay? They're not one and the same, so keep that in mind. Hey, we'll get in the word tonight. We got the Murphs back. How many of y'all glad the Murphs are back? We have a little praise and worship tonight. That's a good deal. Always glad to have them. And we got a good little old word tonight to discuss out of Romans chapter 6. We can glean some good things from that tonight to take home with us and help us all get a little better in what we're doing. And right quick, our Bible study yesterday morning, we talked about contending for the faith and building yourself up in the most holy faith. And I thought we gave a real good depiction of how Christianity is and how Christianity can be. So just some thoughts for those of you that might not have got in on that yesterday morning. There's three kinds of people in the Christian faith in America today. One is attenders. Two, pretenders. And then you've got contenders. Amongst the attenders, there are pretenders and contenders. Contenders are the ones who strive, who strenuously participate in the things of God, stand against the forces of evil and the things that are not of God. The contenders take a position, and that doesn't mean you're same seat one day a week. It's a position in the kingdom of God. It's an attitude of Jesus. It's an awareness of the presence of God and knowledge of the word of God and all these things that you have to work pretty hard to do. And in the process of becoming a contender, you will actually build yourself up, because apart from the word of God, you cannot contend for the faith. All you can do is contend for an idea of the faith. You see, that's what a pretender does. He believes in the idea of Jesus. And he'll swear on the Bible it's a good idea. Jesus is a really good idea. But you have to know him. And you have to build yourself up in faith. Faith is the whole key to all of this. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in the midst of being an attender, you have two options. You can come know Jesus and be a contender, or you can sit around and know about Jesus and be a pretender. That'll be totally on you. That's not on me. That's not even on Jesus. That's just totally on you. Do it how you want to. I'll promise you one thing. If we had more contenders, the world would be a different place. Muleshoe would be a different place. Texas would be a different place. New Mexico, oh my God, be a different place. Contenders for the faith. Standing up for what you know is right and true. Not being afraid. Not being ashamed. It even goes beyond being a contender for the gospel. you see, if you have any kind of generational integrity whatsoever, if you're not one of those who just sits around wishing for the Lord to come back because you're sick of being here, I mean, that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. I didn't know anybody's life was that miserable that you just sit around and wish for Jesus to come back because you don't want to do anything while you're here. That's just, I don't get it. But I'm also a contender for freedom. I'm a contender for what we can hand off to our children. One nation under God. The land of the free and the home of the brave. The lighthouse to the world. The one nation known as a Christian nation. One flag with stripes and stars. I'm excited about our president who's going to put you in jail if you burn our flag. I think that's a great idea. He's been putting criminals in jail. I think that's a great idea to put criminals in jail. Don't y'all? How y'all like that idea? Yeah, but you know how many people sit around every day that believe that? Won't stand up, won't speak up, won't have a say, won't contend, will not contend for what we believe in and what we stand for. Christianity and cowardness does not go hand in hand. They separate. First in the list before fornicators and drunks that will not inherit the kingdom of God is a coward. Is a coward. I just want to encourage you today, continue to be a contender. We're setting things up in a really good way for the next batch. Don't weaken because it gets good. Don't weaken because you seem to be getting what you want. Stay strong in all of it. Stay strong in the gospel. Stay strong in your faith. Stay strong in your patriotism. Stay strong as an American. Stay strong when all the other voices around you want to get loud and rowdy, and you stay strong against mobocracy and idiocy and all that stuff. Stay strong. Don't weaken. The Lord is with you. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you refute every tongue that comes against you. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. You don't have to be bold and brash as me, but you can be nice about some of y'all. Some of y'all can do that, but stand your ground. Be a contender. Don't be a pretender, and don't just be an attender. Be a contender, okay? All right, let's pray, and we'll get the Murphs up here. Father God, we just want to thank you for the night. We thank you for our time here together, Lord, that we come together and as contenders, and we learn, and we grow, and we build ourselves up in the most holy faith, that, Lord, we would be a representation of you. So tonight as we sing and we worship, let us learn and grow in the words. Tonight as we open your scriptures, Lord, let your Holy Spirit teach us. Let this not be a teaching of men, but kingdom. Kingdom instruction tonight, Lord, for your people in this earth. Help us, Lord, every day to contend for the faith, contend for what's good and right and true. Let us not be fearful. Let us be courageous as children of the promise. Let us not be dismayed, but hopeful. Hopeful in this life to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And one of the ways you could be a contender, we're going to support Fort Sumner community this Sunday out at the Fort Sumner Lake. So anybody that's watching from Fort Sumner or that area, we're going to have it's going to be worship by the water. That's what it's going to be called. We're going to have baptisms in the lake, and little Ron and I are going, and two other couples are going to do the music, and we practiced the other night, and I mean, I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun. So at 2:00 New Mexico time, out at the lake, and it's by the main boat dock, and there'll be signs, and just bring your lawn chair, and we got a little tent set up, and baptisms. It's going to be, what's that?
Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday, the 31st of August. That's this Sunday coming up. So it's been brewing for several months. And so anyway, you can bring your boat. You can bring your boat.
We've
for
never
sure.
seen the lake.
It'll be fun. Yeah. So, all right. Y'all ready to praise the Lord a little bit? All right. Here we go.
That's awesome. And you know, when I prayed before we got started there, I said, Lord, let us learn something in the singing, grab something about the faithfulness of God, about Him hearing us and answering and all these different things in these songs. He said, as long as I'm alive, there will be praise in the earth. So if you're the last person on the face of the earth, you know, the Bible says, when I return, will I find faith in the earth? Yes, sir. As long as I'm alive, there will be faith in the earth. As long as I'm alive, somebody's going to praise you, Jesus. I can't take care of everybody else. But as long as I'm alive, I'm going to praise you. It's that seeking the Lord. It's a big deal. There's all kinds of different ideas about theologies and denominational stuff and all the way up to the Pope and different things. And I've had some really interesting discussions over time. You can imagine that, because I'll stick my toe in some tricky water every now and then. And you'll have somebody ask you, you know, can you think somebody gets saved over there in one of them churches? Yep, sure do. I think you can get saved in a bar. I think you can get saved in a feed yard. There's one common denominator amongst all people who have truly become born again. They sought the Lord. If you seek, you will find. And I don't care where you at. You don't have to go to a place to find Him. He's not hiding in a certain place at a certain address at a certain time of the week. You seek Him right where you're at and you'll find Him. I think there are a lot of people who are attenders who are in search of something. They found the idea of Jesus but have not cried out to the Lord. The Bible tells us that all who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on the name of Jesus. People who are seeking, something's missing in their life and they know it. And I'm telling you today, religion will not fill the void. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the indwelling, filling, coming upon, filling me chock full, pressed down and shaken together, overflowing presence of the Holy Spirit. That's it. And anything less than that, you've been sold a bill of goods. So right quick, and I'm not expecting any response, but the Lord has asked me to offer it. If there's anybody here, every head up, every eye open, and you're seeking, and you know you still haven't found, but you're in search, but you haven't just stopped and called out to God, and you haven't found, you've been hearing about this, but you haven't found, if you found your way into this building, and I don't care if you've been coming here since the moon was this big around 3 days after God invented dirt. I don't care. If you're still running empty, today's your day. And if you'll hold your hand up, we'll pray for you as a body of believers and ask God to meet you right where you are right now so you and Him can get this fixed. Is anybody like that? If you've been sitting here and been a pretender while you've been being an attender, there's right there. Oh, I knew there's somebody. What's your first name, sweetheart?
Lori.
Lori, I want to pray for you right now. We all do.
And I'm going to stand right here with my eyes open because I want to see God touch you right now. Lord, right now, Lori is seeking you, Jesus. And you know it. And she's the boldest one in this building to raise her hand up right now, Lord, and say, I want to meet you, Jesus. I want to hear your voice. I want to feel your touch. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is that right, Lori? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Then right now, Lord Jesus, please. I'm going to put my hands on you, Lori. I know what the Lord's doing. I know what he's doing and what he's about to do, sweetheart. Lord Jesus, right now, fill her full of your Holy Spirit. Move upon her and within her. Lord, as she cries out to you in the privacy of her own life, mind, and soul, forgive every sin. Wipe everything clean. Remove every doubt. Wipe away every fear and every tear. And let her be filled tonight. Sometime, now or through the evening. Lord, let her realize the power of your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit and the reality of your kingdom. Let her see your face, Jesus. That's my request. That's our request, Lord. Bring her into the fold and fill her up. All glory and honor is yours, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Right quick. I don't want to be running up the clock. Mitch? Let me tell you something about this guy right here. If religion was water, he had enough to resurrect the Titanic. I'll just tell you that right now. And this guy heard something one day. And they correct me when I'm wrong, Mitch, but he heard something and it didn't plumb sit with everything that he had known, but he knew that it had a certain little twist to it that caught his attention. So we've been monkeying around for a couple years now, ain't we?
Yes, sir.
Been monkeying around a while. And he's seeking. You can see it on him. He's like a man's best bird dog. When he catches the scent, he'll follow it. When he drifts off a little bit, like this last 2 weeks, the Lord will get a hold of him and he'll run him back in here where there's a fountain of truth, because he's in search of truth. He's a man, you can look in his eyes and you can tell he's honest. You can tell he's faithful. He's had to work through a lot of stuff. Every one of us that grew up going to church or anything else had to work through a lot of stuff. And right here, he's a young man, middle-aged man, who wants to give it all to Jesus to be a contender. He's not on his way to heaven. He's on his way to being salt and light. He's on his way to being a mirror reflection of a Jesus that looks like him. I'm going to pray for you, Mitch. Lord Jesus, right now, I thank you for my good friend, Mitch. Lord, this guy's a gooder now. You know it. He's been leading you right up to this moment. You know that? Yeah. And here he is. Here we are. Tonight, Lord. Tonight, right here. Mitch wants to be filled. The power of your grace. The power of your Holy Spirit. To come upon him. Fill him, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. And God, he too would pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, he'd receive revelation of your word. Words of knowledge. Words of truth.
that his feet would now be your feet and his hands would now be your hands, that he would possess the mind of you, Christ, through that clothing, that empowerment, that baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just shun that about it. All glory and honor is yours, Lord. Let your power be revealed in your servant Mitch. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you, brother. Thank you. Yes, sir. Is anybody else? It's pretty amazing how faithful the Lord is. I knew tonight when we were driving in here, Robin went in to get a cup of coffee and I started crying in the car. Sitting out there by myself because I knew that the Lord has been dealing with me and has got me to a better place. And I knew tonight was more intimate than I've been getting to experience here lately while I've been busy with me. I can see better tonight than I've seen in a long time. Oh, you people in the back are still fuzzy, but the Lord's not fuzzy. Yes, ma'am. Somebody online? Yeah, and I don't know if there's any way of knowing, but if you're, thank you, because sometimes I forget to be mindful. If you're online, right, just right now, if you're watching and you're that one that, just like what we've been praying for, because you're all a part of this. You don't have to be in this building, but Leonard's up there watching on the computer right now, and if you just type your name a thumbs up or something, we won't pray for you. On Facebook. Is there anybody, Leonard? We're just going to pray. I'm going to pray right now for whoever that's sitting out there tonight and you're watching this service and you're saying, man, I want to be part of that. I want the kingdom of God. I want the power of God. This is what I want. So, Lord, you know who they are. We don't have to see their names on Facebook for crying out loud. You know who every one of them is. So, Lord, anybody seeking you tonight that's hearing these words, being drawn in by you, God, meet them right where they're at. And God, they would die to themselves, be raised to new life, and be a vessel of glory. A vessel of glory. Thank you, Lord. Touch them right where they are. Meet them right where they're at. And tonight we thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is how the kingdom of God works. It's not on anybody's schedule. Not on anybody's plans. He'll speak to whoever's listening, would it be me or Carrie or whoever. He's drawing us up unto him. He wants us to be close. He wants us to be present. He loves that we want to study his word, but he don't want us just sitting around like a bunch of mannequins having Bible study. He wants his word to be alive in us and for us to be alive in him, okay? Man, what a great start. Lori and Mitch, it's awesome. Awesome. How about we just give the Lord a little praise offering right quick? Do what? There's a few thumbs up that have come up online. Robin's got to praise God for all of you. Man, I'm just, it's so amazing. And just to have a little bit of confession right quick. Sometimes I question myself and what we got going on because people call me pastor and I don't look anything like what pastors look like. I'm gone all the time and I'm busy all the time and we're doing. I do think I have an inclination for the word. I think because of God and his faithfulness, I can pull some things out of here. I've had guys tell me thank you for getting everything out of that. I'll tell them all the time, and when I open this up, I want to milk that cow dry. And it seems like when I come back to it, that same cow's got more milk. And I want to teach, and I want to help people. I love people. But sometimes you wonder, you think, what are you doing here? You know, sometimes you say things that doesn't sit with everybody good. Sometimes I say things and do things I wish I hadn't said and done. And you look at yourself and you go, what are you doing here? And then there's nights like tonight where you realize that my life and your life is a divine appointment. And it's necessary to come together. And it's necessary to do this little bit that we do.
Well, that concludes our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.